You were like, no. Mind is off the object of meditation. What do? Come back, 4 hours, you settle in. That's the practice at this point in time. Let's see, there's one other thing. Oh, I want everyone to try a different cushion. So if you're on the floor, stand up and throw your cushions in the middle and take a different one. If you're in a chair, change something about your position. Put a thicker cushion on your hips. Left of the cushion part? Yes, this would be a good one. I have this if anyone wants to use it. If you want to just, if you're in a chair, this is a real good one. Going once, going twice. Okay, I'll just leave it here in case anyone wants it. Ah, okay. Meditation bench. Some traditions use these benches, but I don't think we're going to use this one today.
That's how it works.
And then you put it.
Oh, and then it's kind of adjustable that way?
Yeah.
Something.
Wow. I've never seen that before. That is totally cool. So if someone wants to use this, it's here. Okay, so has everyone kind of got some support under them? Convinced, I gotta say. Okay, let's settle into our postures, whatever that might be. And just quickly, in your own mind, for yourself, review the 7 points of posture. And we'll meditate for 5 minutes. Bring your awareness to the tactile sensations of the breath wherever you find them in the body. up on her eyes. You can stretch a little bit if you want. By the way, meditation app. It's free. There's a lot of them out there. Totally cool. You can spend a whole month trying out different ones. They're of great benefit because when you sit in meditation, it's really good to have a certain prescribed section of time, piece of time, that you're going to sit for, that you decide on before you start to sit. Because it kind of it forms a container for your practice. And you don't want to be worried about the time. If you say, plan, I'm going to sit for 30 minutes, if you don't have a timer, you just kind of tend to be looking at your watch and trying to figure that out. A timer, especially one with pleasant sounds, is just a great benefit. So if you have the opportunity, grab one, you know, like I say.
Do you have a suggestion for a timer that isn't a cell phone?
Pardon?
Do you have a suggestion for a timer that isn't a cell phone?
I'm sorry,
do you have a suggestion for a timer that isn't a cell phone?
Well, there are many timers out there that have very pleasant rings. Some of them are electronic, some of them are kind of physical. Like at a certain point, you get a little magnet that, you know, causes a little metal thing to hit a bell, that sort of thing. So there's a lot out there. I would say that if you want to have one that's not associated with an electronic device, there's a lot out there have that. When we did the meditation, I'm imagining that people would find that they were aware that the mind would leave fairly frequently. Like maybe you rest the mind and then two or three breaths later you realize, I've left already. Or maybe 12 breaths. Was that generally what happens? That's kind of the practice right now. It's not so much we're practicing staying on the object of meditation as we're practicing what to do as we return to the object of meditation. Because that's the part of the mind that we're trying to strengthen, that part that makes us aware and brings us back. So if you're distracted a lot, you have the best meditation right now because you're really practicing that quality of how to return.
Oh my gosh.
Let me talk about the benefits of meditation. This slide isn't so much to disseminate information as to make a point. The point is there's a lot of benefits. These are the physiologic benefits, that is, the benefits that have to do with the function of the body. Meditation...
This is going to be
a flyer that goes out in the email, so you will get all these things. But essentially, meditation relaxes the mind, and it also relaxes the body. When the body is in a relaxed state, you enter a different physiology, a different part of the nervous system that is more oriented around repair, restoration, rebuilding, and building, you know, healthy new connective tissue. And there's a ton of benefits from that. So, there are psychological benefits. And again, the point we're trying to make is there's a lot of them. When your mind is more relaxed, you have more creativity, more self-confidence. You're more comfortable in your mind. Your relationships go better. You're not as easily agitated. You're not as easily annoyed. Your life tends to go smoother. There are spiritual benefits. In really any spiritual practice I've ever been a part of, meditation or prayer in some sense is the vehicle that kind of connects you to what's sacred in your life, what's divine in your life. And it kind of happens naturally. You don't have to really be working it. If you meditate, your mind will just naturally start to appreciate what is sacred in your world. And you start to treat your world that way. So, just to bring it up, in a more basic way, meditation is free. You don't need a lot of equipment. It's pretty easy to learn. You can do it anywhere. It doesn't require a great deal of time to get very big benefits. And it really doesn't have any bad side effects. It's not fattening. If you don't have good posture, you're going to have knee problems. But if you tend to it in the proper way, really what you get is benefit. So like that. Let's see.
Question. When it says 15 to 20 minutes, is that continuously or total? Times 5 minutes?
Your point is very well taken, and I think it's safe to say that the more you meditate, the more benefit you're going to have. I think entry level is 5 minutes a day. You gain much more benefit from doing a little bit of meditation every day than a lot of meditation once a week. Like 5 minutes a day is going to get you much further, in your meditation career than an hour on Saturday. There are people who can meditate 12, 14 hours a day. You're getting great benefit from that. I remember talking to a woman who was in a 3-year retreat who said, I get up in the morning, have my breakfast, and I'll sit for about 9 hours. And then I get up, I have dinner, and then I sit for another 4. That's an extraordinary practice, but there are people who can do that. I talked to a monk once who said that he did a 3-year retreat in his meditation posture the entire time. And I'm thinking, sleep there? You had to go to the bathroom? There's a lot of questions that come up. But that is attainable. I wouldn't set your sights that high right now. But I think, to get back to the gist of your question is, entry level is 5 minutes a day and being consistent. And from there, it just gets better. I sit for 24-minute periods. We'll talk about that in, I think, the third course at length. So, like that. Good. The reason I wanted to go over the benefits of meditation is that it's important in talking about the first obstacle we encounter. There are 5 classic problems people have as they try to develop a meditation practice. We're going to go over the first one tonight, which is just kind of not starting. You can see how that would be a problem. And it is a fairly common problem. I think everyone's had that experience with exercise, where you want to get on a regime and you realize that some days you have every intention of doing it, and it just doesn't happen. Meditation is very similar. When you realize that it's just not happening, you don't quite have enough motivation to get to the cushion, to get to your seat, there is a classic way to motivate yourself, and it's in 4 steps. And the first thing you do is you feel in a visceral sense, an attraction to meditation by understanding the benefits of meditation. I'm going to send out that list in the email. I would say print that list out and keep it next to your cushion. Because if you don't get to the cushion, you can kind of look at your cushion. I didn't do that today. Oh, look, there's the reasons I should. You pick it up, read them over. Think, oh, maybe this is a good thing. Maybe I'll make more for an effort. Maybe I can spare 5 minutes before I go to bed, and so on. But you want that visceral sensation of, yeah, this is juicy. And I think we've had that experience of what that means, to kind of have your heart touched by something that you're attracted to. So look over the list and kind of dwell on something. You know, for example, my relationships will go smoother. Ooh, what would that be like to have smoother relationships? Wouldn't I have that fight I had yesterday, maybe? You know, and just dwell on that, rest on that until you get that feeling. When you have that feeling, you just make the decision, you know, okay, I want those benefits, so I want to be good at meditation. The third thing is, then you make the effort. You actually do the meditation. You find the time and you do it. And the fourth thing is essentially a repetition of the first three. As you do your practice of meditation, it just gets easier and easier to do. So it's kind of self-correcting in that way. These steps, you generally approach in reverse order. And what I mean by that is, if you're realizing, I'm not getting to the cushion as often as I want to, you start at step four. You say, okay, is it kind of become a habit? You know, it's like, yeah, generally it is. And you just kind of regress with, okay, it's a habit. If not, it's like, no, I really don't have that habit yet. You go back to step three. You know, am I making an appropriate effort? You know, maybe I am. It just hasn't had the chance to kind of become a habit yet. Maybe I'm not. If not, you go back to step two. Do I really want to be a meditator? Maybe I've got some conflict there. Maybe I'm fine there. Maybe it's just that I'm not getting to the seat, and that's where you deal with it. So it kind of, that doing it that way kind of shows you where you need to engage these steps. Are there any questions about this part? Pretty straightforward.
I just wanted to, add something to that, that people shouldn't be discouraged once you start. You shouldn't be discouraged once you start meditation and you feel that you have so many thoughts and the whole 5 minutes is just nothing but thoughts.
Yeah.
And I find that the meditation with the breath, sometimes even with the breath, that the thoughts are hanging on like a muscle on your back.
Yeah, very common.
Yeah, and then, but you're still doing the breath.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, the thoughts just get more subtle and subtle and you find the breath taking over. And that's a really, a very good meditation.
Yeah, thank you.
And not to give up because it definitely has, and one day you will forget all of that and be in meditation in a beautiful, sublime state.
Yeah, it's a real good point. I remember once I was talking to a monk in a retreat, and we were having lunch, and I was saying, oh God, I just had the crummiest meditation of my life this morning. And he looked at me like, you can't have a bad meditation. If you have a meditation where your mind's wandering, that's where your mind is. And that's what you have to do, and you're not going to get any better until you go through that step. So you had a great meditation. I was like, this is good. I want to go on to a few things. So is there something?
No.
We're going to send you home with some home practice advice because your homework is going to be just to meditate 5 minutes a day. We're going to kind of hopefully set you up to where you can have some success with that. These things will help you stay with a good meditation practice. Same time every day. It's like exercising the same time every day. Or just remembering to brush your teeth the same time. It just happens, you know, easier. Get a place to meditate. You find that your mind will settle more, that you have less distractions if you meditate in the same place in your home each day. So find a place that's more or less free from distraction, that has the least noise, where you might even be able to set up a cushion and just leave it. Let's see. I'm trying to think of the other, you know, places or things about a place to meditate. I think that kind of, those are the main issues. Find a partner to meditate with, and you can either meditate together or just text each other when you meditate. Did my meditation today? And if your partner sends you that, send them back a happy thought, because that's what you need to do, is stay with your meditation, and a partner can support you very well in that. Number four, get the basic things you need. Zafu, Zabaton are just very nice props to have. And the truth is, we all like to buy stuff. So use that. Make it work for you. Let's see. The things about your lifestyle that will enhance your meditation are avoiding multitasking, because multitasking scatters your mind, scatters your energy, and it's such an endemic part of our culture. Having people, when you're driving, you're listening to something on the radio, maybe you're eating something, doing your eyebrows in the mirror. It's and usually all four, at the same time. It creates a scattered mind. And the more you can just kind of really just do one thing at a time, one is the more you'll enjoy that one thing. And the second is, it just changes the way your mind works, because we're always training our mind to do something. Every time we make an effort, we're training our mind to do that. Every time we do something habitual, we're reinforcing that habit. So it may as well be something that's going to give you a quieter mind, a more stable mind. The basic things are getting enough sleep, good diet, exercise, that is, being active. Incredibly helpful for just creating a body and a mind that is just less distracted and more centered. TV binges, online binges. I put those in because they're kind of common in our culture. And if you think about it, usually, after you've been online, just like getting that one more video, and just, there's something else. And, look at that. Usually by the end of those things, your mind's fried and you feel fried. If watching 6 hours of television makes you feel uplifted, great, go for it. But usually it doesn't have that effect. And kind of something to pay attention to. And again, not develop habits in your life that are going to, put your mind in a state you don't want it to be in. Practice generosity and kindness. If you start to just observe opportunities in your life to be generous in a way, or to be kind to people in a way, it really, in an incredibly significant way, starts to give you a happier mind. And it just makes your mind less troubled, more conducive to resting in one place and not being pulled off by some anxiety or some issue. So like that. Okay, let's see. We've got about 5 minutes left. I want to do one more meditation. And this is your homework. And we're going to do it, I say, just like we're going to do it right now, at least one period of 5 minutes. You can do longer if you want. And pay particular attention to your posture, and I should have put this on there, pay particular attention of returning in the proper way with the 4 R's, and I will send a handout about that out on the email server. So let's kind of find our posture one more time. Quickly go through the 7 parts of posture: the hips, the spine, the shoulders, the head, the eyes, the jaw, and the tongue. And first, I want you to rest your mind on the feeling of support from the earth under you. Where your body rests on the floor is solid, it's stable, it's a good foundation for your body. You tend to feel that on the points of your body that are actually in contact with the earth. So just for a few moments, just appreciate that you have a solid foundation. And this is a good time to adjust your posture if you need to do that. And next, move your attention to physical sensations that arise anywhere in the body. Where is your mind drawn to in the body? And if it's an area of tension, let that area just relax. And you may again need to adjust your posture as you relax that part of the body. And next, bring your attention to the breath. First, bring it to the breath as you experience it in the whole body, the rising and settling of the body as it goes through the cycle of the breath. And as your mind wanders off, that it will inevitably do, bring it back with the four R's. Release, rejoice, return, and relax. And now you can either keep your meditation, your object of meditation, the breath, as it is in the full body, or you can refine your object of meditation and rest your awareness on the breathing as you experience it in the abdomen. So you're not paying attention to the shoulders as they move, or the legs, or the arms. Just narrowing your focus to the physical sensations around the abdomen that are associated with the breath. And now you can either keep the object of meditation where you have it right now, the breath, either in the full body or in the abdomen, or you can refine the awareness of the breath even further and focus your attention on the breath at the tip of the nose, the sensation of heat as the warm air leaves on the upper lip, the sensations in the hairs of the nose as they come back and forth, the sensation of the skin just inside the tip of the nose as it feels the air move back and forth. A subtler place to rest the awareness. Try that. And again, if the mind wanders off, bring it back with the four R's. Open your eyes, and again, you can stretch a little if you want. I have handouts for the basics of home practice. Could you get these? Make sure you get one of these. It's 8:30, and I was going to take questions in the group, but I want to honor our time commitment, so if you do have questions, feel free to come up and ask. Think about, as you drive away, when's a good time for you to meditate in the day? For some people, first thing in the morning. For a long time, my meditation would be generally at lunchtime, because that was just the point in my schedule where I had some opening, had some flexibility. Some people like to meditate in the evening when things have calmed down. Really different for every different person. Experiment with different times. But what you're going to find is that for your schedule, there's a certain time that's just better for you than the others. And use that time. And I will see you in a week. If you have... if you have questions, feel free to email me. I don't have my email address up here. We'll put it in the email. That's probably a good idea. And thank you for coming.